Thank you very much. Good afternoon. Catherine Haas is the first author on the abstract, but she's on maternity leave a little early, so congratulations to her. Transfusion-transmitted infections, or what I'll call TTIs, have public health importance as they can be quite severe and may result in death. But many transfusion-transmitted infections can be largely preventable, depending on the organism and how it contaminated the blood unit. Quantifying the burden of TTIs is important to inform prevention efforts and to measure the impact of these prevention efforts. TTIs can be prevented through epidemiologic risk factor screening of blood donors using donor questionnaires to gauge infectious disease risk with deferral of donors for specific risk factors. For many infections, laboratory testing of donations, including nucleic acid testing and antibody testing, can reduce the risk also. However, not all transmissible pathogens have screening tests available. So here's a list of transfusion-transmitted infections that have occurred. Screen pathogens are highlighted. Note that there are some infections that have selective testing. CMV is screened only at physician request, for instance. Zika is screened under an investigational IND. Bacteria are only screened in platelets, and Chagas is only screened in first-time donors. Public health surveillance in healthcare is accomplished through the through CDC's National Healthcare Safety Network, or NHSN. NHSN is an internet-based surveillance system operated by CDC for the purpose of tracking healthcare-associated infections. The mission of NHSN is expanded to include tracking of multidrug-resistant organisms, healthcare personnel safety, and vaccination compliance, and, as I'll talk about, transfusion-related adverse events. So the components include the biovigilance component, which has the hemovigilance module in it. The hemovigilance module goals are listed here briefly: to improve patient safety, minimize morbidity and mortality amongst transfusion recipients, identify emerging threats to blood safety by closing surveillance gaps, and providing systemic methodologies to estimate the burden of transfusion reactions. So here's the list of transfusion reactions that are captured, including TTIs. In addition to reactions, transfusion-related incidents or errors resulting in an adverse patient outcome are also collected. So as far as the data collection, includes the total number of blood components transfused monthly. The reports include reactions meeting the case definition with gradations of how well a case actually meets the case definition, the severity of the reaction through measure of the degree of medical intervention required, and imputability, which is the assessment of the relationship between transfusion and the adverse reaction in question. Okay, so here are the results. First, the denominator data, about 5.5 million blood components total were transfused. Most were red cells, which were whole blood derived, and then platelets, most of which were apheresis collected, plasma, and cryoprecipitate. The pathogens are listed here. You see bacterial, parasitic, and rarely viral pathogens. Staph was by far the most common bacteria, and Babesia was the most common parasite. The fit-to-case definition was categorized as either definitive or possible and stratified by imputability and severity. Of 40 cases, most had definite or probable imputability, and the most common severity was severe. Calculating rates, there was a total of 0.73 per 100,000 components transfused. Platelets were associated with the highest rates, particularly for those collected by apheresis, and plasma units had no TTIs. So why the high rate of TTIs in platelets? This slide focuses on bacterial contamination. Platelets are stored at room temperature, so they're more prone to bacterial contamination. There's also possibly a difference between apheresis and whole blood-derived platelet collection. Although there's some challenges in counting platelet units as pooled units, so the actual numbers may be less different than reported. Concerning babesiosis, infect red cells. The numbers are small, but all are associated with whole blood-derived collection. So in conclusion, transfusion-transmitted infections result in substantial morbidity or mortality in the United States. Babesiosis in red cells and bacterial contamination of platelets, especially those apheresis collected, comprise the majority of transfusion-transmitted infections reported. And through NHSN, rates can be monitored to measure the effective interventions to improve blood safety and reduce morbidity and mortality among transfusion recipients. And there are some interventions that could be looked at for bacterial contamination and also for babesiosis, particularly lab screening for that pathogen. I'd like to acknowledge my co-authors and NHSN participating hospitals and point you to our website and email for further questions. Thank you.